Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. This special club episode you're about to hear tells the true story of a courageous woman who saved lives during the Holocaust and World War II. Some elements may be a bit sensitive for younger listeners, so we recommend that children under the age of 10 listen with your parents. Kids, if your parents aren't in the room, please ask them to share this adventure with you.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Have you ever heard of Irena Sendler?
Who was she?
She was a hero. Her story took place in the Warsaw Ghetto you were talking about.
That was during World War II.
Something must be done to save these children.
You speak of sentencing yourself to death. Assisting the Jews in any way would assure your execution.
I'm going to do it. For as long as God puts it on my heart, regardless the cost.
Irena hid children however she could in order to get them out.
Oh.
Medical bags, taped underneath stretchers, inside luggage.
That's incredible.
What are you working on? And why do you have my canning jars?
It's how I keep track of the children. I write their given names, new names and location, and their parents' name on these pieces of paper and keep them inside these two jars. We have to make sure there's a way for families to be reunited.
But all that information, Irena, if the Nazis ever found it...
They won't. They mustn't.
I don't want to know all this.
You're right. I shouldn't tell you.
What you should do is stop this, Irena, before you get caught. Irena, how could you? These people should not be in my house.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow, first thing in the morning, I'll take Caroline out to the place she'll be staying. I must make sure she's safe.
Then did Irena return to rescue more children from the ghetto?
Well, that was her plan. But then one night...
In the name of the Führer, open the door! Yeah, that room.
Nazi soldiers!
The jars! I need to hide the jars!
Oh, you can't throw them out the window, they'll see!
But I have to...
Take it down!
Give them to me.
But, Mother...
Give them to me, hurry!
Here!
Go to them.
You'll have to pardon us. We were asleep.
Search the house! Are you Irena Sendler?
Yes, but what?
You are under arrest by order of the Gestapo.
What am I accused of?
You have been charged with treason and aiding and hiding Jewish escapees.
Officer, what is this?
Step aside!
We have nothing here that will interest you.
We shall see. Tear everything apart, even the pillows. Dietrich, check the armoire. Find the perforated bottle. Hammer, pull up the floorboard.
China, I'm sorry, Mother.
I know, dear. I know.
Ah, yeah, good. What have you found?
Some suspicious forms and letters. No Jews.
Bring the papers along and take the woman out to the car.
Both of them?
No, just the young one.
Please. You mustn't take my daughter. She's done nothing wrong.
Quiet!
Move along!
Wait, please! God be with you, my precious girl.
Enough! Come along!
If you value your life, Miss Sendler, you'll tell us everything! We know you've been smuggling Jews out of the ghetto. We have witnesses.
We want the names and whereabouts of everyone you've been working with.
I have nothing to say.
Your choice, but it is the wrong one. Give us names! Who did you work with? Who did you smuggle out? Where are they now? You will tell us what you know. One way or the other, we will have it from you.
I cannot help you.
Very well. Obersturmführer, you're in need in here. Miss Sandler needs some convincing.
So, what happened to her?
Well, I think you can guess.
They tortured her?
Yes, terribly.
Did she end up telling them what they wanted to know?
No. She was very strong. She told them nothing.
Wow. But where were the jars this whole time? Did the officers find them?
Well, even Irena wondered that. She had no idea what her mother did with them.
Oh.
I know. And after that initial interrogation, they put her in a cell. But she wasn't the only person in that cell.
Rest up, Miss Sandler. You'll need it.
Irena? Are you Irena Sandler?
Yes. Do I know you?
We've met. I'm Sofia Kosek-Zutska. I'm a writer.
You wrote about the horrible things that happened in the ghetto.
Oh, you remember me. I'm surprised.
It appears that they've been asking you for information, too. Did they beat you badly?
Yes, but they won't get any information from me.
Nor me.
Your leg doesn't look good.
It's broken. And my foot is as well.
Barbarians. What I don't understand is how people can sit back and see what's going on and do nothing. Dying Jews are surrounded by a host of Pontius Pilates washing their hands in innocence.
I suppose it's more safe to do nothing.
We are required by God to stand up against cruelty. The blood of the defenseless cries to heaven for revenge. The world needs more heroes like Irena Sandler.
I'm no hero. The opposite is true. I regret that I've done so little.
Irena, you've done more than most. Now you need to wait patiently and trust God. He will show you what is next.
You sound like my mother.
She must be a very wise woman.
I think she is. When the SS officers dragged me out of my house, my mother gave me a hug and slipped this card into my hand.
Jesus, I will trust in thee.
Huh. Wait a minute.
What?
Jesus, I will trust in thee.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, those words are hanging on your wall right there. I see them every time I come into your office.
Well, when I first heard this story, I knew they were words to live by, whether that's serving patients or rescuing children or sitting in a prison. I need to trust Jesus to guide me.
So what happened? God showed Irena a hole in the wall, right? And she broke out of the prison?
I think you've been watching too many movies.
So then the war just ended and she was rescued?
Well, I wish that was how it happened, but Irena wasn't so fortunate. She stayed in that prison for nearly 4 months until early one cold February morning when it all changed.
I have something for you.
You do?
Yesterday, Carl and Franz gave me potatoes.
The officer's sons?
I was hanging wash in the line with some other prisoners when the boys ran past and dropped potatoes in our pockets. Here, I saved one for you.
Oh, God bless them. Perhaps the next generation will be more merciful than their fathers. Aren't you going to eat yours?
A year ago, I took potatoes into the ghetto to feed the starving children. Now, children are bringing them to me.
God provides in mysterious ways.
Sophia, I've thought about what you said.
What?
That I need to learn to trust. So many times I would tell the children, even my own mother, trust me. Trust me, as though I had any control at all. I could only walk on the path God cleared for me. It should always be. Jesus, I will trust in thee.
Out!
Quick, hide the potatoes.
Irina Sandler, you have to come with me.
Another interrogation?
No, your time here is over.
You mean I get to leave?
In a way, you've been sentenced to be executed.
Running inside, Carolyn.
Yes, ma'am. Stefan!
Hello!
It's been so long since you've come.
Oh, too long. Are you doing well?
The nuns here are nice, but I miss Mama and Irena. I want to go home.
We must trust the Almighty to watch over us.
They found a home for me, a family to live with. Until the war is over.
Have you met them?
Once. They have two little girls. They seem nice.
Well, I hope you're very happy there.
You look sad. Is something wrong?
Sit down, Carolyn.
Do you have news of Mama?
No.
It's Irena.
The Gestapo arrested her and took her to prison a few months ago.
Oh, no.
And today, they posted her execution notice.
They killed her? But she saved me.
I'll take care of this one, Stroop. She's caused us so much trouble, it'll be a pleasure. Now, move!
She can't walk. Her leg's broken.
She'll walk if I tell her to walk. Walk! This way!
I'll wait in the truck.
Please.
Quiet. Keep moving.
Jesus! I feel trust in thee.
Stand back.
I don't understand. Why did you shoot into the air?
For Stroop to hear. Now he thinks you've been shot.
So, you're not?
Your friends have paid me well. Use this branch as a crutch. Head south through the woods. You'll find your way back to Warsaw. And don't get caught. It would be bad for me.
My Jesus, I will trust in thee.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it, Irena. It's like my daughter is back from the dead.
I can't believe it either, Mother. But you need to tell me. Where are the jars? Please tell me the Gestapo never found them.
They didn't.
Where did you hide them? That night they were here, they searched everywhere.
I was holding them.
What?
You know how baggy nightdresses are. I hid them inside my robe. They never thought to look there.
You are clever. Where are they now?
I buried them under the neighbor's tree, like you often did. Except for that fateful night.
Praise the Lord.
Now, we just need to keep you hidden. If the Nazis find out that you're still alive...
They won't shoot into the air twice.
I'll call Isaac. He'll know where to take you.
Mama, the Nazis may come back here again. Once they suspect a home, they routinely check in.
The China's already broken.
Stefan! Stefan, it's me, Itzhak!
Itzhak, what brings you here?
A delivery. Will you help me unload it?
Yes, of course.
You look pale. Are they not feeding you enough?
No, it's not that. The Kowalskis have been very generous. But the news of Irena, it's broken something in me.
We were all surprised.
I still dream of her. I can't believe she's gone.
Yes. It really is unbelievable. And the delivery, as I promised.
Stepan!
What? Irena? Irena!
Help me down!
What happened to you?
It's a long story.
Seeing you is it's like a miracle.
Yes. Oh, God, he's good.
Oh, this face. I could look at this face forever. Irena, I thought I'd never see you again. I don't ever want it to happen again.
Nor do I.
Then marry me.
What?
I've loved you since the day you ran into me on your bike. And I've never stopped. With everything in me, please. Please be my wife.
Let us get through this war first.
But then...
But then... Stefan and Irena got married?
Yes, a few years after the war ended.
That's so romantic.
Well, it certainly wasn't a happily ever after for them. There continued to be problems even after the war was over, and Irena suffered her whole life from the injuries she received in prison.
What an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Graham, how many children did Irena save?
Well, through all of her efforts, Irena saved over 2,500 children.
2,500?
Yes, children who were able to grow up and lead full lives.
Wow. How many were reunited with their parents?
Well, unfortunately, very few. Most of the parents died in the war. But because Irena kept their information in those jars, once the war ended, the children were found and told their true names.
Whoa.
Many were so young at the time that they'd forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the children's relatives were located and took the children in, and other children ended up being adopted by the families they'd been staying with. And all of them found out how much their parents loved them.
Irena was just an incredible woman. When did she die?
Well, Irena lived 63 more years after the war ended, and she passed away at the age of 98.
98?
Mm-hmm. She lived out her last years in a care facility. One of the babies she rescued by smuggling out in a toolbox grew up to be her nurse and became her caretaker at the home.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Others, they called themselves Irena's children, wrote letters or visited to thank her.
I remember your face. You took me out of the ghetto. You were so comforting, even though I was so scared.
You snuck me out in a medical bag as a baby. I don't remember, of course, but I've been told the story over and over.
My name is Esther. I am a surgeon now, and not a day goes by that I don't thank the Lord that I get to help people, like you did for me.
My name is Aaron Rotfeld. I still remember trying not to cry while you carried me out of the ghetto in a canvas bag. I have 7 children now. I tell them about my time in the ghetto, and I tell them about you. Thank you for rescuing me. Thank you.
And what about Carolyn? I mean, Ariella. Did she ever see Irena again?
As a matter of fact, she did.
Miss Sandler?
Yes? Ariella?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, come in, come in. Oh, dear child. I have thought of you 1,000 times. You look just like your sweet mother.
And now I have a daughter of my own.
Oh, what a darling. Hello, sweetheart.
Hello.
Sit, please. Tell me, What happened to you after the war? I couldn't find you.
A family took me in from the orphanage, the Lupowskis. They adopted me after the war and loved me well.
Oh, I am glad. I am so happy you're here.
I tell my daughter I had three mothers. My mother who gave birth to me and loved me enough to save my life. My mother who raised me after the war and into adulthood. And you. My mother who rescued me from the Warsaw ghetto.
Oh, child. It seems like what I did was such a small thing. My heart still breaks for all that was lost.
What happened to our people was awful. Too many were lost. But I also know that the Lord was with us there in that ghetto. He was with me under those floorboards. He protected us in that sewer and in the truck and later the train. There were many times when it had to be the Lord that showed up.
Yes.
So many years later, I've learned to trust him again. Mostly because of you. You were his tool for saving me.
Every child saved with my help is simply the justification of my existence on this earth. Not a title to glory.
Mommy, should I give her the flowers now?
Yes, Lily.
Give her the flowers. Oh.
Lily. The girl's name was Lily? That's your name.
Yes, and my mother's name is Ariella.
Dr. Graham, this is your mother's story?
It is. Irena Sandler rescued my mother. She saved the lives of all the children and grandchildren yet to be, including me.
What an amazing heritage.
It's one reason I became a doctor, to be the hands and feet of Jesus to those who are hurting and forgotten.
Like Irena's father said, if someone is drowning, you need to jump in to save them.
And Jesus said, whatever you do for the least of these, you do unto me. Every human being is made in God's image, loved by him, and worthy of being cared for.
Do you think God will ever show me something like that? People that I should help?
If you seek him, you'll find him. Pay attention to what he's doing in your life right now, like this drama group you're in. God can use the talents and passions you have to serve him right there.
Yeah, he could. You know, Irena's story would be a great idea for our next play. That way others could learn from it too.
You know, Olivia, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Throughout the Bible, God commanded the Israelites to teach their children about their history, both the good and the bad. He commanded them to remember when they were slaves in Egypt. He commanded them to remember when they wandered in the desert for 40 years. He commanded them to remember their rebellion against God. But God also commanded them to remember that he was always with them. He told them to remember how he led them out of Egypt, out of the desert, and into the promised land. And above all, he told them to remember the covenant he made with them. You know, it's important to study history, even the most tragic parts. So we'll be reminded how people like Irena Sandler opposed evil and trusted God. It's heartbreaking to think about what Irena and the Jews faced. But in recalling these stories, we also remember how powerfully God works through common people to accomplish wonderful things. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. One More Name was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kelly Staples, Lori Tritel, Christina V, Hans Schober, Eileen Galindo, Ellen Dubin, Jeff Shine, Adam Crosdale, Mike Vaughn, and Mila Brenner. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.